from Malachi 3, verses 13 through 18, almost the last words God spoke to us people before he became silent during the 400 years before God spoke to Zechariah, father of John the Baptist, to Malachi 3, starting at 13. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have? Then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. On the day that I make them my jewels, I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him.
But do we pray this way?
I wait for you, God. I wait for you. Where are those blessings I've asked from you? You, God, have promised blessings. John 14, 14.
Because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your own pleasures. Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his own love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We should be ashamed of our attempts to control Almighty God with our prayers. Let us change the way we pray to this way, praying respectfully to our Lord.
So you can know this from Romans 5:8. God shows his own love toward you in that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. 2 Peter 3:9. God does not want anyone to perish. God has already proven his love for you. even if he never answers another Gimme God prayer.